Today we'll be doing Sif Mem Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Charit Shoshin Dahinu Chuda Lemata Yagia Ad Mikom HaTefer. So the bottom part of the shin, the bottom tip of the shin, has to go all the way down to the stitching on the bottom of the square of the tefillin. The Rama says V'chin Hayud Shebashin Tzarech Liga Lemata B'Shulei Hashin. The Yud, which is part of the shin as well, also must go down to the bottom of the shin. V'lo Yimshor Hashin Harbei Al Shagam Shulei Hashin Yehinira Al HaTefer. You shouldn't draw out the shin too much, but the bottom of the shin should be visible on the sides of the stitches. So the Mishnah Berurah Tzivkat and Kuf Tzadi Vav tells us Shul Shin Bein Diyamin Uvein Dismal. This is true for both the right and the left shin. Yagia Dahinu Ara Titora Mamish Uvidiyavad Kasher Afilu Lo Higia Kol Sheish Tzuras Hashin Alav. B'diyavad, even if it doesn't reach all the way down to the bottom, it's still okay as long as it looks like a shin. Hayud Sheba Shin Yishmei Agdolim Shemechalkin Bein Shin Hayamini LaHasmali Shebesmali Adar Abba Yedaktik Shelo Yigu Hayudin B'Shuli Hashin Lamata. Someone to argue that when it comes to the shin on the left of the tzil, then we say the opposite, that the yuds of the shin specifically should not go all the way down. And most Achorim don't distinguish between the right shin and the left shin in that regard. The shins should have the image of a yud on it, and it shouldn't just be a straight line. Liga lamata de belavachi ain shame shinolav ubi ikuva hu afilu b'diavad uveshina smali mecha nogea v'yachar eno nogea pasul v'ayim b'ver halacha. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if the point of the shin on the bottom doesn't go all the way down, then it doesn't have the status of a shin, and it's going to be ma'akiv b'diavad. However, when it comes to the shin on the left, if only one side is touching the bottom and one is not, that's going to be a problem. Shagam shule hashin rotolomer chudei until hashin and vatam the tzorach shehei kol hashin nireu lekaima dechsev ro kolam yaretz kishem hashem nikra alecha v'amar rabbi liyazer ilu tulan shabarosh shem hashem nikra roshei tevos shin. The halacha is the Torah tells us that when you wear the tulan shabarosh, that's an embodiment of Hashem's name, and that has to be upon you, and everyone has to be able to see that so they can fear the name of Hashem. Which the Gemara explains that pasuk is a reference to the tulan shabarosh, and Mishnah Berurah says that the words shem hashem nikra are roshei tevos for shin. Then the Mishnah Berurah raises a suffix, but what happens if you went ahead, if let's say part of the titora entered into the area where the shin was, right? In other words, the base of the tilin, to the point that it no longer looks like a proper shin. So that's a suffix in the Mishnah Berurah, whether b'diyevah, that would still be okay. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a sif mem dalet tomorrow.